podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops, episode, I don't know, like 120-something. But it is December, oh God, what is today, 16th?
Yeah, because your birthday was the Thursday, the 10th, so it is the
6th. This would be the 16th.
And we are episode 122.
Is that right, or 123? Yep.
I have 122.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
You're right. It's 123 because, Yep, my numbers are wrong. It's 123. We're on.
Yeah, because last week was my rants week. This week we're actually going to talk about hoops. So that's fine. Emails were interesting. Hate mail is a wonderful thing. Just people that send it to my school email and understand that you, when you send those hate emails, open records laws apply. So just so you know that. You send it to my personal email, then it doesn't apply necessarily. Anyway, before we jump into that, like, give a big shout out to Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. So easy to use. I got to find some history about Dr. Dish. And I know they were founded in Minnesota, but I got to find some historical stuff about them. I know my wife has friends that live in Bloomington. I know their headquarters is in Bloomington, but mention High School Hoops, Coach Unplugged, and you'll get $350 off your next purchase. You can also trade your old one in, get up to $1,500 off, trade your old one in to get a new one, which seems like a really good deal to me. Take my old car, give me a new car. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Just like I said last week, my brother's hounding me to increase prices. Probably going to happen in 2021. So if you're thinking of jumping in, still a 14-day free trial as we speak. He also doesn't think I should be giving 2 weeks away free. but, you know, he runs a huge VC company. So I don't know. We'll see. I like to give back to the game too, so I'm trying to help. But I jump in as soon as you can. Winter break is a great time to do that. Come over and check us out and see what you got. Today we're going to talk about, and this was from a teachhoops.com member, so this seems pertinent. Asked about talking about going from a 2-2-1 to a 2-3 or to a zone. So we're going to talk about some of the drops in the 2-2-1. I will put this one in or on YouTube so you can see that too. But we'll talk about the drops from a 2-2-1 back to a zone. And then, you know, kind of we'll talk about some different variations here. So as we talk about it, we'll do our best in the podcast world to discuss kind of what we're talking about. But we'll definitely, when you're jogging or running or listening on your commute and you're listening to this, you can always go back and click on the show notes down below and find it on YouTube and watch it there. So, all right, Coach. So let's talk about the 2-2-1. Let's talk about the 2-2-1 drops first.
All right. So, how do you want to start with this?
So put some offensive guys out there.
Yeah. And for me, I have always been more of a 1-2-2 and a 2-1-2, but I definitely think
that. Yeah, I can show. I've run the 2-2-1. This one easily kind of more easily drops back to the 2-3.
Yeah, I agree.
So give the ball to one.
Okay, and then where do you want the offensive players?
Put a guy in the middle. Put a guy deep.
You want a big guy in the middle? Or
yeah, it doesn't matter. The numbers the numbers are yep. Kind of archaic. So if, for those of you who are listening, we're setting up a 2-2-1. We're putting one and two at the elbows, three and four at half court, and five all the way back.
Are you wanting the offense in like a 2-1-2 set?
Yeah, that's something like that.
Okay.
So what's going to happen is the top two guys kind of have to push to the sideline. And what I say is it's kind of like they're on a rope. So those two guys are going to come up and So one has the ball. They're going to push sideline and three is going to come up and take that away. Now we have,
So who do you have cover the middle? Opposite side?
Opposite guy does. So then one has to come back, and we want to be able to take that long pass away if we can do it. So I always have opposite guy. They're kind of in and the thing is that the top guy can take middle, and then the opposite guy can take sideline too if you want to be more conservative. This is the more aggressive, because then you're making them make the long pass. Put that guy, that's actually would be X5 there, but put him all the way back, and then have X2 take the middle, and X3 would take the sideline. That actually should be X4, but yeah, X3 right there. Put that on the sideline.
So you want me to shift this guy that came all the way over here?
No, leave 5 there. Leave X, put him over on the side over there. On the side, yeah, X3 right there. Yep, that guy. So that's kind of the way that's the less aggressive way, is the top guy of the 2-2-1 takes the middle away. So they sink. And then the X1 here is who's in the center circle, should actually be X5. So that person should actually be all the way in the back. And they're kind of our gatekeeper. So they're reading. So X2, put X2 there.
I just want to clarify this. So this trap came over this way, right? Right? So you're telling me, right, that the guy...
So put it back in the 2-2-1 and put the numbers there. Yep.
Okay. So we just have like 1 and 2 are on the top. So yep. People are listening. Okay. Yep. Then on the left side, on the left side, we have 1 and 3. And our evens, 2 and 4 are on the right side. And our 5 is in the back.
Yep. Five is like the goalie all the way back. So you're dealing with a 2-2-1. So there's two ways. We showed the aggressive way first. We probably should have shown the non-aggressive way.
Let's start that. We go back to the aggressive then.
Yep. So X1 and X3 should X1 should funnel that person down, and they'll play back. They'll play passing. Yep. So let's say one puts it on the floor and starts dribbling. Mm-hmm. X3 is going to come up. Yep. And then X2 and X4 should already be moving to the left or toward the ball. So that way X2 should already be in the middle and taking X5 away. And X4 should already be over. Yeah, X4 should already be at least there, but now coming across and taking X3 away. And X5 is our gatekeeper. So I have X5 protect in the non-aggressive way. I have X4.
So are you having basically the guy here, the X4?
Is taking the sideline away.
He's going to come all the way over here.
He is, but he's not going to be. But the ball's on the side. He's already at half court when the ball's on the side.
Okay.
He's there. So if the ball, let's say the ball goes to two. Let's say the ball goes to two. Then X1 and X3 got to get to the help.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying this. Make sure you subscribe, no matter where you listen to podcasts. Spotify, Apple. We love those Apple podcasts, and we're doing really well on those Apple podcasts. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. We always ask our players to get better and work on their game. I'm challenging you to do the same thing right now and come and work on your game. And then if you're looking for some more listening stuff, don't want to pay for Audible and want to listen, we also have High School Hoops that Jake and I put on once a week. And then we have Teacher Side Gig. For all those teachers that have a side gig and trying to make ends meet, come over and listen to other teachers that have a side gig. It intrigues me. I love doing those podcasts. So, all right, let's head back to ours.
X3 got to get to the helpline, basically. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. So, basically, this guy's in a helpline position, right?
Like that when they start.
When they start, when the ball's
here. When the ball's on the side of the court.
I understand you're saying. So the ball's already on one strong side, right? He should already be in the midline position.
Yeah, so then he can take –
He's not technically coming all the way this way.
He's not. He's
right, because he should already be moving with the flow of the ball.
Yep, and then when let's say X1 passes it to X2, doesn't want to go to that trap.
Okay, so we shift the basketball.
Yep, so shift the basketball to –
All right, the two.
Yep, to two. Okay, so X1 passes it to X2.
All right, I'm just kind of building on this so we can just use this and send this out right away.
Yep.
So we got a pass to the two. Right? Yep. And then we're all going to be shifting,
and
right?
And then basically as the ball's in the air, X2 is funneling, X4 is getting ready to trap, X3 and X1 is taking the middle away, and X3 is taking the sideline pass away.
Now,
and X5 is your goalkeeper. Now, this is the non-aggressive way.
Right. So ultimately the goal is to be least aggressive so you deny the middle pass, right?
You are. You're making them take time to get it over half court initially.
And never – and really sandwiching the middle so you never get beat middle.
Yeah, so it's kind of like –
beat middle, right? Yeah. And any zone press, you beat middle, you got to drop back. That's how you beat them. So to me, when I look at this, it's a 3-on-1. It's really hard to make that middle pass. We're going to make them either go sideline here or play across court, correct?
Right, right.
Or real stupid if they try to make this pass, go right ahead.
Yep. And then, okay. And this is going back to the T-Troops member that's asking it, is this is probably the easiest way to fall back to the 2-3. Because if you think about it now, you might not get the steal. X3 might get the, you know, that X3 there might get the steal as two passes to four, but they might pass back to one and take 8 seconds and get it over half court. But everyone is lined up for the 2-3 because X5 is the back guy of the 2-2-1 is just kind of moving slowly back and protecting the rim.
So let's say that the ball they finally fall back into, we'll do a fast build here and we'll shift over here.
Yeah.
And what coach is saying here is that the five would naturally fall into the bottom position. Your three would fall naturally into this position.
Yep.
Your four would naturally fall into this position. And then the one and two naturally fall. Basically, a 2-2-1 is just an extended 3-2 zone with some different principles.
It is. It is. And the non-aggressive 2-2-1 allows that five guy to kind of protect the rim.
Right.
I've done this when I've had like, you know, 6-7, 6-8 kid. You ain't scoring a layup.
No.
So I'm just going to use him to protect the rim and let the other four kind of run back and forth and protect that. Now, the what I showed initially was the more aggressive way where, you know, the back guy comes and then the opposite wing guy has to be the back safety. So as you go 2-2-1, if you have the back – the five guy, let's call the five guy the one in the 2-2-1. If he takes the sideline away, then one of those two back guys has to be the one getting back and protecting the rim at that point.
So it's a different rotation, correct?
It is. It's just it's more aggressive, but. Yeah, five would be back, and then, yeah. So what would happen is one and three would funnel again, and then five would be sneaking up. Four would be, two has the ball right now. So it'd be actually two and four would be
trapping. Yeah, don't trap anybody without the ball. That'd be a bad idea.
Yeah, there you go. So now one and three are trapping. If five comes up, the back guy comes up, then four is the one that's got to bust their butts. I can do that 2-2-1 when the back two guys are really athletic. I can be a little bit more aggressive.
So are you having really in this position, the five is denying the sideline pass, right?
Yes.
And then these two,
and then two would take that middle away. And then four's back. So four is deepest guy at that point.
Yeah. But this guy, this X5 has got to be a sensational athlete. Don't you think?
He has to be, he can't be that 6'8" slow kid or he's not going to be able to get up and get that.
You're right.
But it's an easier cheat. It's just more aggressive because you don't have that safety in the back that can protect you.
But I also think though this is an easier rotation, but it's not. But it's a bigger risk, don't you think?
It is. It is. I'm not sure the cost benefit is worth it. To be honest with you,
no, it's not. I don't know. It depends on what kind of.
You really have to work on this when you do it. You have to kind of work on that rhythm for those of you that are watching of kind of the ball. As the ball goes back and forth, those other two guys are shifting to the middle. They're literally getting to the helpline.
And then you really got to teach your players how to trap and stunt.
Yes.
Like if you stunting, yes. Chaka Smart is great on it. Anybody really wants to get into stunting, he is a guru of stunting. You're playing with these players' minds, right? Are you going to go hard yet? Are you going to go back here? You know, and then these guys are constantly moving like a safety or a linebacker in defense or in a good zone, right? They got to be moving as the ball is moving. And the two guys that are initiating the trap got to look to stunt, look like they're going to come. Maybe I'll drop back a little bit, you know. You got to teach your players how to do that. They're not going to do that on their own, you know. And then the last thing is just making sure when you're doing trapping, and I'm more of a 1-2-2 or a 2-1-2, is that you have to trap with your hips and you have to learn how to close with your feet to feet. Too many people pick up cheap fouls by trapping with their hands over like this, you know, instead of getting feet to feet with your partner, right, and learning how to get spacing and learning how to trap with your hips. And so that would be my other thing, is just making sure that you teach your players how to trap and break down your zone press yes, as well.
And we'll stop there because we just don't want to go too long today. But no. If there's other things you want, and this is just literally like we spent zero time prepping for this. So if there's other things that you really want us to dive into, again, I'm doing this because a teachhoops.com member asked, and I'm literally going to put this in our community so they can look at it today, probably within the next hour. If there's other stuff that you want us to discuss or talk, let me know at steve@teachhoops.com and I can help you out. That was great. Thanks, Jake.
Yep.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you subscribe, like, jump up and down, review, do whatever you got to do. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.